Hello again, Person County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan & Son Heating and Air, Beth Davis, Independent Beauty Guide with Lime Life, Truth Books and Gifts, and Dunavant Insurance. Listeners, I hope you're all enjoying some great summer reading. I've been switching from fiction to nonfiction and back again for the last couple months. A week or so ago, I finished The Bookshop of Yesterdays by Amy Meyerson. This debut novel was a really nice surprise. I enjoyed the tale focused on family loyalty and betrayal. Meyerson takes us on an elaborate scavenger hunt via the main character, Miranda Brooks, who is a middle school teacher who has moved from her California home to Philadelphia and is enjoying that life until she receives a mysterious package after the death of her estranged Uncle Billy. Miranda goes back to Los Angeles and Prospero Books, the store owned by her uncle, that plays a major role in her childhood memories. When she was young, Billy devised elaborate literary scavenger hunts for his niece. After his death, Miranda goes on one last heartbreaking hunt after Billy leaves her the bookstore in his will. Slowly and painfully, Miranda uncovers a truth about her family that she would never have imagined. I enjoyed this book because of the mystery and family intrigue, but also because it's filled with references to Shakespeare, and I'm a huge Shakespeare fan. Prospero and Miranda are characters in The Tempest, and Meyerson's plot relies heavily on the Bard's much earlier plot. There are other references to Alice in Wonderland and Jane Eyre, as well as other classic works. For avid readers and lovers of literature, it's a delight to see how Meyerson weaves in the many allusions. After weaving quite an interesting little mystery, Meyerson gives readers a rather unexpected ending. The story makes us take another look at loyalty and truth and understanding and loss and overcoming tragedy. It really is a good read. I just stumbled across the book. In fact, I don't remember now exactly how I learned about it. I'm glad I did, though, and I'm happy to recommend The Bookshop of Yesterdays. As for nonfiction, I'm about halfway through a book by Senator Tim Scott and Congressman Trey Gowdy, both from my home state of South Carolina. The book is titled Unified: How Our Unlikely Friendship Gives Us Hope for a Divided Country. The two men alternate chapters discussing the differences between them and their upbringing. Scott, an African American, grew up in Charleston as the son of a poor single mother. Gowdy, who's white, grew up in the upstate city of Spartanburg as the son of a doctor. The two had little in common other than the fact that they're both Republicans and South Carolinians when they entered Congress in 2010. They quickly formed a friendship, though, and discuss that in the book. They also talk about the ways in which Americans are at odds with each other now, and how politics and the media have played a role in that division. The two discuss the horrendous 2015 mass shooting in Charleston that took 9 lives when a white supremacist entered a prayer service at Mother Emanuel Church in Charleston, spent time reading the Bible with the congregants, and then senselessly murdered 9 good people who had opened their doors and arms to a stranger. The two men write about how, although meant to divide, that awful act did not cause the people of Charleston and South Carolina to riot and protest and do further harm. Instead, the city and the state came together in love and forgiveness. Senator Scott was friends, in fact, with Clementa Pinckney, the senior pastor at Emanuel, who was killed. That incident had a powerful effect on me when it happened. Reading about it now makes me once again both indescribably sad and immensely proud. Gowdy and Scott discuss other things that need fixing in our current political and social climate. They also offer advice for overcoming differences and being kind and understanding to each other. As I've said, I haven't finished the book yet, but I wanted to include it now so that those of you who might be interested could go ahead and start reading Unified. That's all for now. Until next time, happy reading.